That evening, Jack is strolling up Bourbon Street headed to Frenchie's. As he passes a cafe, he notices a woman who looks strangely familiar. He stops, trying to recall who she is. The woman notices Jack standing on the sidewalk, looking at her through the wall of glass. She smiles. She waves. She beckons. Jack accepts the invitation. As he approaches her table, he is amazed to discover it's Claudine.
Jack, how nice to see you again. Please, join me.
Thanks.
I apologize for yesterday. You were the last person in the world I would expect to meet in Nouvelle-Orléans.
Yeah, same here.
I want you to know something. Last night, when I looked over and saw you standing there, I could not believe my eyes. I was thinking of you at that very moment.
Amazing.
And you were thinking of me. Isn't it strange how these things happen?
Yes, it is.
Would you like something? Some coffee?
Yeah, sure.
Beignet? Café au lait?
Oh, fine.
Garçon, un beignet et un café au lait, s'il vous plaît.
Sure thing, man.
Tell me, Claudine. How did you know I was thinking of you at the same moment you were thinking of me?
You told me last night, Jack.
No.
Well, were you?
Yes, I was.
So there you are. Serendipity.
You know something?
Tell me.
You're good.
Am I?
Oh, yeah. You're very good.
I try to be good. I really do. But sometimes, you know how that is, don't you?
You are one of the best.
Oh, I thank you.
But you start to lose it on the backstretch.
Now you are losing me, Jack.
No, no. I think you're losing Claudine.
Am I not Claudine?
You picked me out of the crowd. Who are you?
Claudine?
I don't think so.
What do I have to do to convince you?
You could try being yourself.
Coffee and beignet.
Thank you.
Jack, I just had an epiphany. How extraordinary.
Oh, really?
I know you more than I know.
Could you repeat that?
I know you more than I know.
You don't even know me. You're not Claudine.
Is she not beautiful?
Well, yeah, she is.
Is her skin as smooth and dark as mine?
Smooth, yes, but dark? No, actually, she's quite white. In fact, there's no resemblance at all.
Men often see me as a memory.
And then you become that memory?
I wouldn't put it that way.
When you looked at me, and our eyes met, you read me, didn't you?
What does that mean?
You became the person I was thinking about.
Now, how is that possible?
I have no idea. You're the one who's doing it. Now, do you mind if I sit down?
Yes.
Is that yes, you do mind?
Yes.
Ah, well, I hope you've had fun. Oh, I'm Flanders, by the way. Jack Flanders. But you probably picked up on that anyway, didn't you? May I ask your name?
Claudine.
No. I'd say you are
Sophia.
Sophia.
Who are you?
I am what I am.
Mm-mm. No, you are not.
Now, may I sit?
I don't care. I'm leaving anyway.
No, 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 wait a minute.
What?
Come back, okay?
Why should I?
Because you're a very attractive woman, and...
And?
And your bill is lying here waiting to be paid.
Give me that.
Gladly.
You pay for this.
Oh, no. Not this time.
No. Next time.
How did you know her name?
I don't know. It just came to me.
And that made her angry?
Well, the first time I met her, I was walking along, thinking of Claudine, and I looked over, and there was Claudine. Somehow, she had picked her image right out of my mind. and she became Claudine.
A shapeshifter?
It wasn't until the second time I met her that she started to lose it. Her own voice was coming through what I thought was Claudine's. And when I confronted her, she changed. I mean physically changed, right while I was standing there. She didn't look anything like Claudine. She has dark skin.
She's black?
Probably she's mixed.
There's some women around here you don't want to fool with.
Yeah, I'll keep my distance.
That's not so easy to do.
Why?
If she can change herself so that you think she's someone else, how will you know who you're talking to?
Oh, Mojo, I don't think she's that good.
You better hope not.
Come on.
What if she wants to play with you?
What does that mean?
You ever watch a cat play with a mouse?
Uh-huh.
They let it start to crawl away, but then this big paw comes down and grabs its tail and yanks it back again. And it does that over and over until, you know what.
Mojo, I'll try to keep my tail tucked between my legs.
Man, you better.
The next morning, as Jack is wandering through the French market, he hears a familiar voice.
What are you doing here?
What?
It's me, Dominique.
And why are you in New Orleans?
My sister lives here.
She's French-Canadian, right?
But they speak French here, too.
Yeah, I know.
Well, have you heard Cajun French or Creole? It's impossible. Hmm. I saw Mojo's poster. He's playing here. Did you know?
You're not Dominique.
What?
You're good, but you're not Dominique.
Jack?
I'm not falling for that again.
What are you saying?
Look, lady, you just plucked this right out of my head, didn't you?
What's wrong with you?
You know what I'm talking about.
I know your stupid head is so empty. What is there to pluck? Pluck you, Jack.
She did sound a little like Dominique.
Later, having his late morning beignet and café au lait, Jack suddenly looks up. And there, standing over him, is quite a sweet sight.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, Sophia.
My name is not Sophia.
Whatever.
May I join you?
Sure.
Thank you.
So, tell me, who are you?
I know you.
Yeah? From where?
From here and from there.
Well, I know where here is, but there could actually be anywhere.
There is where you and I were lovers. It was a long time ago.
And where a long time ago was that?
Morocco.
Morocco?
You abandoned me.
Now, why would I do that?
You broke my heart.
You have one? Listen, Miss, or Madam, Ms.
Ashe.
So it's Ashe now?
You don't remember me.
Definitely not.
Would you like to?
Look, Sophie, I mean, Ashe. Aren't we a little confused here?
Are we, Jack?
Mm-hmm. You've confused me with someone you met in Morocco, and I've confused you with someone I met in Montreal.
Do you love her?
Who?
The one from Montreal.
Claudine? No. Why?
Because I still love you.
Do you?
Can't you see that?
Ashe. You're a very attractive woman, but
would you like to know me?
No.
Why?
You're a little too dangerous.
Don't you find that exciting?
No. Look, I have to go. I'm meeting someone.
Mojo Sam?
Yeah.
Didn't he play piano at Casbah Kelly's?
How do you know that?
You have no idea what I know.
I see. Okay. Oh, ciao, Sophia.
My name is Ashe.
Right.
Man, it sure don't take you long to sit right in it.
Mojo, she knows me.
You don't know who she is?
I swear, I have never seen her before.
I've been asking around. She's new in the quarter. She's a sort of princess.
Oh, she's no princess.
Well, you're lucky she's not a queen.
A queen? Queen of... Hey, you don't mean...
Who did you think you were fooling with?
Now he tells me.
Mm-hmm.
So where's she from?
All I know is she's here, and she's staking out her territory.
You mean she's gathering a following?
That, and maybe looking for a consort.
A consort?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Why did I ever come to New Orleans? Hey, wait a minute. You're the one who talked me into coming here.
But I didn't say go and get yourself involved with some voodoo queen.
Princess. Look, I'm not involved.
Man, you are so involved.
Mojo, I'm not.
You know these women, they sprinkle a little powder in your food or in your drink or down your neck. And next thing you know, she's the most beautiful thing you've ever laid your eyes on.
She is sort of attractive.
Uh-oh.
Nothing's going to happen.
Why are you so sure about that?
Because I know I'm the one who'll get scorched.
I'm glad you know that.
But she sure is interesting.
Oh, man.